Since the publication of the Making Thinking Visible book, additional thinking routines have been developed. We're going to spend some time now investigating some of these additional routines and then also taking a look at many of the routines in action. We'll do this by looking at some video from classrooms where they're being implemented, looking at photographs and student projects that have been connected to these routines in action, and so forth. Below this audio message, you'll see a link that says Visible Thinking Workbook. If you'll click on that link, it'll take you to the Visible Thinking website. And I found for most people it's easier not to so much think of this as a website, but rather think of this more as a workbook. And so that's what I'm calling it. Over on the far left-hand column, running down the side, you'll see a table of contents or a menu. But that table of contents represents each of the different chapters of the textbook. So chapter 1 is marked by orange, and it's the Visible Thinking in Action. Chapter 2 is your green section, and it's about getting started. These first two chapters might be useful to you, but we've investigated these ideas in depth already and in this class, and so I really haven't linked to them within the course per se. Then the red section, chapter 3, is the section we're going to be focusing on now. This is the section about thinking routines, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. But if you look on down, you'll see there's the thinking ideals chapter, the school-wide culture of thinking chapter, which we'll probably be focusing on later in this course, and then a couple of other sections there listed in the table of contents or in the left-hand menu, whichever way you want to think of it. But going back up to chapter 3, the red chapter, this is where we're going to be focusing for the next part of this module. Here in the red section, or in chapter 3, you'll find the thinking routines. And when you click on the first link there, the thinking routines, you'll see there's a short paragraph of introduction that you can read. But going down the left-hand column, you'll see that there are other sub-menus that pop up. And you can click on those, but I found that those aren't completely trustworthy. And so I strongly recommend that as you flip through this red chapter, chapter 3, I strongly encourage you, at the bottom of each page, you'll see arrows for back and next. I strongly recommend that you just click next to read each page through this chapter. And again, the chapter is marked. Everything in this chapter will be highlighted in red so that you can keep your bearings. So if you click next from page 1 of the thinking routines, if you click next, it'll give you an introduction to thinking routines. I think this information will be familiar to you. And then if you click next, what they've done here is they've taken a set of really commonly used routines, routines that teachers report really using quite frequently, but also teachers find really have a shallow entry point, routines that are quickly and easily understood and easy to implement in the classroom. And so this is just a gathering of some of those core routines, and you'll see that these you can review these by clicking on each link. So the first link there is What Makes You Say That. You can click on that link and read about this commonly used routine. When you get to the bottom of that page, though, do click next, because for most routines, there are 3 pages of information offered here on the website, or as I was telling you, in this workbook. So page 1 of What Makes You Say That just pretty much presents the background and gives you an introduction to the thinking routine. And usually you'll see there's a printer-friendly version also listed. There's an icon on for each routine. You can click on those and download a PDF version that you can print. And it'll make a much nicer, cleaner copy, print copy, than if you just printed from the website. Down at the page bottom of the page, then click next, and you'll see page 2 for this thinking routine. For most thinking routines, page 2 provides a picture of practice, they call it, a POP, a picture of practice, which is just an example, one or more examples of the thinking routine being used in action. You'll see that there are a few places, a few thinking routines where this information isn't provided, or it may say coming soon. Oftentimes there's a video listed on these pages. At first, it's going to seem like the video isn't going to work, but if you'll just be patient, it will load. And it's not a streaming server, so they have a very slow web server providing this video. And if you have QuickTime on your computer, it will load eventually. Sometimes it can take up to 2 minutes to load. There are a few instances where you'll see the QuickTime logo and there's a white question mark on it. And in those instances, I don't think the video is going to work for you. You can certainly try and report to me if it does work, but I wasn't able to get it to work if there was a white question mark also. I think there's something wrong on the server side, and there's nothing we can do about that. And then at the bottom of that page, it'll take you click next, and you'll go to page 3 for this thinking routine. And this each time they provide connections and extensions. And again, you'll find this page, but there will be instances where they say coming soon, or it'll just look like missing information. And there's no cause for concern. It's just these resources, I assume, are still in development at Project Zero. And so if you go back, you see the core routines, and then the next section, there are four section core routines is just a quick reference guide. But after that, they present understanding routines will be the next section. And under there, I don't know, there's looks like about a dozen routines. Then the next big section will be fairness routines, then truth routines, and then creativity routines. So make sure you look through each of those four sets of routines. And also, I notice that sometimes what's listed in the red and what's listed on the main page, for instance, when I click on understanding routines, if I compare over in the white part there, it's a table of contents. If I compare that to what's in red, sometimes I'll notice that there are a few additional routines listed in the red table of contents menu that aren't listed on the main page. And so, again, it's just a resource at Project Zero that seems to have a few errors, but do your very best to work your way through it. And remember, for each thinking routine, there are 3 pages on this website. So there's the introduction to the routine, page 1, then page 2 is the POP, the picture of practice, which just means seeing it in action. And then the third page would be connections and extensions. So make sure you use those gray area arrows down at the bottom and click next for each routine so that you can see the 3 pages for each routine. And just there is some overlap with the textbook. So some of these books, some of these routines have been presented in the Making Thinking Visible textbook. But I'll trust you to use your best judgment about how in-depth you want to go on those particular routines here on the website. If you really need to dive deeper by visiting those 3 pages, or if you think you have a pretty firm grasp on it. But there are quite a few routines listed here on the website that are not listed, are included in the textbook. So make sure you especially note those, because I think those can be useful to you and to your students as you begin to practice making thinking visible in your classroom. As you investigate each of these routines, begin to think about ideas for how you could integrate these into lessons in your classroom, and if possible, think about how the students could make their thinking visible through the use of technology while doing one of these routines. So, for instance, can they do the Connect, Extend, Challenge thinking routine while creating a blog at Glogstra, or creating a podcast using an app like Audioboo or SoundCloud. But anyway, begin making those connections, as that's the topic for our course.